This is VOA News. By remote, I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President Donald Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden continue to target states considered to be battlegrounds in the upcoming election. Biden, the Democratic presidential nominee, is in the state of Michigan. He will outline new proposals to tax companies that move jobs overseas, proposing an, quote, offshore tax penalty, end quote. Biden will also detail several executive orders he would take as president to ensure the government purchases primarily American-made goods and materials. The remarks are the latest effort from Biden to emphasize economic issues. President Trump has touted the stock market gains in recent months. He's also said his administration's tax cuts and deregulation helped create a powerful economy before it was derailed by the emergence of the coronavirus. The president will not be campaigning Wednesday, but is expected to visit battlegrounds Michigan and Pennsylvania later in the week. A new book quotes President Trump as saying he wanted to play down the coronavirus threat, even as he understood its severity. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Journalist Bob Woodward writes the president told him in February the virus was deadly stuff, and a month later that he deliberately minimized the danger. Quote, I always wanted to play it down. Publicly, the president was insisting the virus was no worse than the flu and the government had it under control. At the White House, spokesman Kayleigh McEnany said the president's public words were designed to express calm, which is what good leaders do.
The president has never lied to the American public on COVID,
saying his actions reflect how seriously he took the virus. Sagar Magani, Washington.
You can read more about these and all the news stories of the day on our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Afghan officials say a bombing targeted the convoy of the country's first vice president, killing 10 people and wounding more than a dozen others. First Vice President Amrullah Saleh suffered minor burns in the blast. An Interior Ministry spokesman confirmed to the Associated Press earlier that the bombing targeted Saleh's convoy. The bomb went off as his convoy was passing through a section of Kabul with shops that sell gas cylinders for use in heating homes and cooking, according to the ministry. The U.S. military announced more service members will be leaving Iraq this month. The head of the U.S. Central Command made the announcement during a visit to Iraq Wednesday. General Frank McKenzie said the U.S. troops' presence in the country would be cut from 5,200 to 3,000. He added it allows the U.S. to continue advising and assisting its Iraqi partners in rooting out the remnants of the Islamic State. A senior U.S. official who spoke on the condition of anonymity to reporters traveling with President Trump late Tuesday said another announcement about U.S. troop withdrawals from Afghanistan was likely later this week. One of the most promising COVID-19 vaccine clinical trials has been paused. This comes after a participant experienced an unexplained illness. Pharmaceutical firm AstraZeneca announced the pause of the trial in a statement provided to the medical news site StatNews. AstraZeneca says, quote, this is a routine action which has to happen whenever there is a potentially unexplained illness in one of the trials, end quote. Few details of the case have been released, but it's reported that one of the British participants in the trial developed an inflammation of the spinal cord. The latest move by the company is seen as dimming the prospects for an early rollout of a vaccine. A Norwegian lawmaker has nominated Donald Trump for the Nobel Peace Prize for 2021 for helping broker a deal between Israel and the United Arab Emirates, the second time he has put forward the U.S. president for the honor. Thousands of people are eligible to nominate candidates for the Peace Prize, including members of parliaments and governments, university professors, and past laureates. 14,000 firefighters continue to battle 25 wildfires in the western U.S. state of California. The fires have burned more than 890,000 hectares. Fire officials have warned gusty winds could further fuel the fires on Wednesday. Thousands of migrants in Greece were forced to flee after overnight fires ripped through the Moria camp on the island of Lesbos. One Greek migration official said the overcrowded camp was most likely destroyed. The camp houses more than 12,000 people. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.